Hey, Oscar. How's it going?
Good. I just had lunch.
I'm still thinking about Titanic. I can't get the last scene out of my head when Jack dies.
Whoa, spoiler. I have to confess, I've never actually seen that movie.
You're kidding. You must be the only person in the world.
I know the true story of the Titanic. How close is the movie to that?
Well, it's sort of similar. The setting of the movie is the Titanic in the year 1912, so that part is real. But it's not a documentary. It's a love story.
Oh.
What I find so interesting is the main character, Rose. She's played by two different actresses.
Really?
Yep. We first see Rose as an old woman in 1996. She's the narrator of the story and one of the last living survivors of the Titanic.
Whoa. Well, she must be really old.
Well, yeah, she's more than 100 years old at the beginning of the movie. The movie starts in the present and goes back to the past. In the next scene, we see Rose as a young woman boarding the ship. She's really unhappy because she's being forced to marry someone she doesn't love.
But isn't this supposed to be a love story?
It is. On the ship, Rose gets into a fight with her fiancé and falls in love with another man named Jack.
Wow. So, what happens next?
Well, you don't want me to spoil the whole plot, do you?
No, I guess not. But I still don't get why it's so popular.
Lots of reasons. What I like best is the dialogue. It's so romantic. My friends and I still quote lines from the movie.
Huh.
Plus, you really believe that Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet are in love. They have great chemistry. I can't imagine any other stars playing those roles.
So, girl meets boy, girl and boy fall in love, girl loses boy.
And girl never forgets what happened. Actually, that's a pretty good way to summarize it.